Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Was the videoed burning murder of a young Jordanian pilot a tipping point for Muslims in the Middle East? We'll ask scholar Fawaz Georges.
But first, let's go to Washington, where the confirmation hearing for Ashton Carter, that's President Obama's Secretary of Defense nominee, is underway on Capitol Hill. Carter is a physicist who has already served as Deputy Secretary of Defense. He's testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
If confirmed as Secretary of Defense, my responsibilities would be to protect America and its friends and allies in a turbulent and dangerous world.
Carter would replace Chuck Hagel, who resigned in November, reportedly after pressure from the White House. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. He's been following this. And Tom, tell us more about what it's been like at the hearing today.
Well, Ash Carter did a lot better than Chuck Hagel at his hearing. Hagel had trouble answering questions, trouble with the facts and current policy. And Carter was treated fairly well by the committee, even by John McCain, who can be something of a prosecutor. McCain focused more on his disagreements with Obama administration policy as opposed to Carter's qualifications or his views. But Carter was pressed by McCain on a number of issues, including providing lethal aid to Ukraine. Carter said he was inclined to do so. But again, overall, pretty low-key hearing, no real fireworks. Carter has a lot of support from both parties.
Well, and actually, McCain also asked Carter about his view on the U.S. strategy against ISIS, in the fight against ISIS. Let's listen to what Carter had to say in response.
I think it's important to strike back at ISIL, as we're doing from the air, but to begin to retake territory as soon as we can build the forces on the ground that are capable of sustaining defeat.
Tom, is that the same approach that President Obama has now?
Yeah, that's pretty much in keeping with the Obama administration policy. Train the Iraqi forces to take back territory. Of course, they've sent over hundreds of U.S. soldiers to help with that effort. And the sense is sometime in the spring, they'll start taking back territory like the city of Mosul. So we don't know if Carter will be more aggressive on that front. Senator McCain would like to have U.S. troops play a larger role that goes beyond training, like having U.S. air controllers on the ground calling in airstrikes, maybe some Green Beret advisors as well. Some generals are suggesting that, too. But we got no sense from Ash Carter today whether he would approve of some of those moves.
Carter was also asked by Democratic Senator Jack Reed about the biggest threats in the Middle East. Let's listen to what he said.
I think that we have two immediate, substantial dangers in the Middle East. One is ISIL and one is Iran.
Iran, Tom Bowman, did that jump out to you?
You know, it did, because Carter is saying something different now about Iran than he said in an interview with Charlie Rose last summer. With Charlie Rose, he said that in Syria, the best result is a political solution, not a military one. And he said Iran had to be at the table and part of that political solution in Syria. So can Iran be both an immediate substantial danger to the U.S. and have a seat at the table? I don't know how you pull those together.
Well, and to be in the middle of negotiations right now with the U.S. over trying to end the nuclear program and also reduce some of the sanctions that the West has on Iran. That's pretty interesting. Another issue that came up is the Pentagon budget. The Department of Defense faces hundreds of billions of dollars in automatic spending cuts. Is Carter going to be able to do anything to keep those cuts from taking effect if that's what he wants to do?
Well, what happens with those automatic cuts called sequestration will be up to Congress, of course. They may choose to limit its impact. Carter addressed the issue of sequestration. He said, I very much hope we can find a way out of the wilderness of sequestration. He said it's risky to our defense. And he also said, I would like to see more spending on defense. I think we're having to accept risk in the execution of our strategy as a result of these, what he called, funding problems. And he would say, I would rather, you know, not accept cuts in defense.
Tom, we think of defense right now and we think of the Middle East and that's where the U.S. is focusing the Defense Department. But of course, it's got situations going on all over the world. Was Carter asked about other challenges that the U.S. will face beyond the crisis in the Middle East?
Well, he talked about other areas where the U.S. should be moving into besides the Middle East. He talked about the pivot to Asia, how important that was. And he also said, singled out India, for example. He said India is destined to be a strategic partner of the U.S. And he also talked about cyber issues, cyber defenses as being another area of interest as well.
Tom Bowman, NPR's Pentagon correspondent, watching the hearing today for Ash Carter, President Obama's nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.